Gavin the Galleon's grand adventure. Once upon a time, in a sparkling blue ocean that stretched as far as the eye could see, there lived a cheerful western gull named Gavin. With feathers as white as the clouds and wings tipped with inky black adorned by little white spots, Gavin was known far and wide for his adventurous spirit and golden yellow beak that glistened in the sunlight. Gavin lived on a cozy, craggy cliff overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. Each morning, he would wake up to the gentle sound of waves whispering against the rocks and the soft glow of the sunrise painting the sky with hues of pink and orange. The ocean was his playground, and the sky was his highway. But Gavin was no ordinary gull. He dreamed of more than just soaring above the waves and snatching fish from the sea. Gavin longed for adventure, for stories that would make his heart race and his eyes sparkle with excitement. He wanted to see what lay beyond the horizon where the sky kissed the sea. One bright morning, as the sun peeked over the edge of the world, Gavin decided it was the perfect day to set off on a grand adventure. He spread his wings, felt the cool ocean breeze ruffle his feathers, and leapt into the air. "Today is the day I discover something amazing," Gavin chirped to himself as he soared higher and higher. Below him, the ocean stretched out like a vast shimmering blanket of blue, and the waves danced in the sunlight. As Gavin glided over the water, he spotted his friend Danny the dolphin leaping gracefully through the waves. "Good morning, Gavin," Danny squeaked. "Where are you off to in such a hurry?" "I'm on an adventure to find the great pearl of the ocean," Gavin declared with enthusiasm. "The great pearl?" Danny tilted his head. "They say it's hidden on Mystic Island, but no one knows if it's real." "That's what makes it an adventure," Gavin winked. "Would you like to come along?" Danny twirled in the water. "I'd love to, but I have to help guide a school of lost fish back home. Maybe next time." "All right, good luck, Danny," Gavin called as he flapped his wings and soared onward. As Gavin flew further, the ocean below began to change. The deep blue waters turned a crystal clear turquoise, and colourful coral reefs peeked through the surface. Schools of glittering fish swam in intricate patterns, and sea turtles waved their flippers hello. Suddenly, Gavin noticed a small island appearing on the horizon. It was surrounded by a misty haze that shimmered with colours like a rainbow. "That must be Mystic Island," Gavin exclaimed. His heart pounded with excitement as he flew faster. When Gavin reached the island, he landed softly on the sandy beach. The sand felt warm beneath his feet, and strange, beautiful flowers bloomed along the shoreline, their petals sparkling like jewels. "Hello," Gavin called out. "Is anyone here?" From behind a large, twisted seashell emerged a tiny hermit crab, wearing a shell that gleamed like gold. "Greetings, traveller," the crab said with a little bow. "I'm Harold the Hermit Crab, caretaker of Mystic Island. What brings you here?"
"I'm Gavin, and I'm searching for the Great Pearl of the Ocean,"
Gavin replied eagerly. Harold's eyes twinkled. "Ah, the Great Pearl. Many have searched for it, but it's no easy task. The pearl is hidden deep within the island's enchanted forest, guarded by the wise old owl, Oliver." Gavin puffed out his chest. "I'm ready for the challenge."
"Very well," Harold said. "But be warned, the forest is full of surprises. Keep your wits about you, and remember, sometimes the greatest treasures are found in unexpected places." With that, Gavin thanked Harold and made his way into the forest. The trees were tall and twisted, their leaves shimmering with silver and gold. Strange creatures peeked out from behind the trunks, sparkling butterflies with wings like stained glass, and tiny monkeys swinging from branch to branch, chattering playfully. As Gavin ventured deeper, the forest grew darker. The sunlight filtered through the canopy, casting dancing shadows on the forest floor. Suddenly, he came upon a clearing where a magnificent owl perched atop an old, gnarled tree stump. "Who dares enter my forest?" the owl hooted, his eyes wise and kind. "Hello, sir," Gavin said respectfully. "I'm Gavin the Gull, and I've come in search of the Great Pearl of the Ocean." Oliver the Owl gazed at him thoughtfully. "Many seek the pearl, but few understand its true nature." "I may be small, but I'm brave and determined," Gavin replied. "I wish to find it and share its beauty with everyone." Oliver flapped his wings and flew down to Gavin's level. "Very well," he said. "To find the pearl, you must pass 3 tests. Are you prepared?" Gavin nodded bravely. "I am." "First," Oliver began, "you must show kindness. Deep in the forest, you will find a creature in need. Help them, and you will pass the first test." With a flutter of wings, Oliver disappeared into the trees. Gavin set off, keeping his eyes and ears open. Soon, he heard a faint buzzing sound and a tiny voice crying out, "Help! Oh, someone, please help me!" Gavin followed the sound and discovered a little hummingbird tangled in a thorny vine. "Oh dear," Gavin exclaimed. "Hold still, I'll help you." Carefully, Gavin used his beak to gently untangle the hummingbird from the thorns. "Thank you so much," the hummingbird chirped. "I'm Hazel. I was collecting nectar when I got caught." "I'm Gavin," he replied. "I'm happy to help," Hazel smiled. "If you ever need assistance, just call." As Gavin continued, Oliver reappeared. "Well done," he said. "You have shown kindness. For the second test, you must display courage. Ahead lies a ravine that many fear to cross." Gavin found himself at the edge of a deep ravine. A rickety old bridge swayed over the chasm, the planks worn and creaking. Gavin took a deep breath. "I can do this," he told himself. With steady steps, he began to cross. The bridge wobbled, and the wind whistled around him. Halfway across, a strong gust nearly blew him off, but Gavin spread his wings to balance himself. "You can do it," voices called out. Looking up, Gavin saw squirrels and birds cheering him on from the treetops. With renewed determination, Gavin pressed on and reached the other side safely. Oliver appeared once more. "You have shown great courage," he said. "For the final test, you must demonstrate wisdom. Answer this riddle. What can you give away and yet always keep?" Gavin thought hard. He remembered helping Hazel and the joy that came from kindness. He considered courage and the encouragement from the forest creatures. "I believe the answer is friendship," Gavin said at last. "You can give friendship to others and always keep it in your heart." Oliver's eyes twinkled. "You are wise indeed. You have passed all the tests." The forest began to glow with a magical light. Trees parted, revealing a hidden grove where a giant clam rested on a pedestal made of coral. The clam opened slowly, and inside lay the great pearl of the ocean. It shone with all the colours of the rainbow, its iridescent surface mesmerising. Gavin approached the pearl with awe. "It's beautiful," he whispered. As he reached out to touch it, the pearl began to float, lifting into the air. A gentle voice filled the grove. "Gavin, brave and kind-hearted, you have proven yourself worthy. The true treasure is not the pearl itself, but the qualities you have shown. Kindness, courage, and wisdom." The pearl glowed brighter, and suddenly, beams of light spread throughout the forest, bringing joy and laughter to all the creatures. Oliver smiled. "By seeking the pearl, you have awakened the magic within this island. Now, the beauty of the pearl lives in every heart here." Gavin felt a warm glow inside. "I'm glad I could help," he said. He spent the rest of the day celebrating with his new friends, sharing stories and laughter. As the sun began to set, painting the sky with shades of gold and pink, Gavin knew it was time to head home. "Thank you for everything," he said to Oliver and the others. "Thank you, Gavin," Oliver replied. "Remember, the greatest treasures are not material things, but the goodness we carry within us and share with others." Gavin took to the sky, his wings carrying him effortlessly over the ocean. The water below reflected the brilliant colours of the sunset, and Gavin felt a happiness like no other. When he returned to his cliff, Gavin found Danny the dolphin waiting for him. "Welcome back, Gavin," Danny called. "How was your adventure?" "It was incredible," Gavin exclaimed. "I met amazing friends and learned that the greatest treasures are kindness, courage, and wisdom." Danny grinned. "That sounds wonderful. Maybe next time I can join you." "I'd like that," Gavin agreed. From that day on, Gavin continued to explore, always ready for the next adventure. He shared his stories with all the creatures of the sea and sky, spreading joy and inspiring others to be kind, brave, and wise. And every time he soared over the sparkling ocean, Gavin remembered that the true magic of the world came from within, and that by sharing it, he made the world a brighter place for everyone. The end.